Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that it is God's merciful love that raises us up into Christ. It goes on to record that our position in Christ is not something we've done, but that it was all a work of God. Jesus was clear, as recorded in Matthew and John, that he holds all that the Father has given and that those who come to him are brought by the Father. He invites us into his harvest, already prepared in eternity. Yet we know that all men are responsible for their own sin and that the only way to salvation is through belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then Paul makes it very clear that no one seeks Christ on their own and that no one has any righteousness in them apart from God's work in them. At the end of the day, the topic of God's eternal salvific call has left many theologians, let alone everyday Christians, attempting to humanly grasp what only meets at the mind and purposes of God. But there is peace to be found as we discuss how God works in people's lives. Let's look for a minute at the prophet Jonah. The Ninevites were horrible people. I mean, people that any God-loving conservative American would just be at total odds with. They were really bad. So God told Jonah, "Go preach to them. Tell them to repent." Jonah could not believe this call from God. He had no desire to see them know the Lord. Well, we know the story, but an often overlooked doctrinal application is that even after Nineveh turned to the Lord, Jonah was mad that the Lord brought them to himself. So still, Jonah had no heart for them, yet God used him. So to help us understand God's eternal activity, let's ask this question. Did God need Jonah to reach Nineveh? Or did God invite Jonah into his work? See, like Jonah, how dangerous it is for you and I to bear the burden of the effectiveness of the gospel. How poorly we would steward the keys to the truth. We don't get to decide who hears and who does not. We don't determine who or even how God works. My goodness, we would screw that up, and wow, we would be partial in deciding who gets to hear the gospel. No, even though we feel our efforts are our own, God orchestrates it all. Maybe ours isn't some dramatic whale event, but still, God orchestrates in eternity our activity for his redemptive work. He invites and allows us to participate in his planning. All the while, our role is faithfulness and enjoying him. The Bible tells us in Job, Psalms, Romans, and elsewhere that God's ways are so much higher than we can imagine. He is Alpha and Omega, and he is Omega and Alpha. He's not linear in time or linear in cause and effect. He is present in all of eternity. You want to solve the election soteriological debate? Embrace God's eternal providence and timeless activity, and that we just don't understand how, but we know that he alone does. Once we trust those biblical truths, understanding the how fades into the background, and we enjoy his activity.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.